After some hesitation, Saudi Arabia has agreed to allow American military personnel to use a key logistics facility in the kingdom for a war against Iraq. Saudi Arabia is host to several thousand U.S. troops, most of whom have been involved in monitoring the no-fly zone over southern Iraq since the early 1990s. But as home to Islam's two holiest cities, Mecca and Medina, Saudi Arabia is very sensitive about appearing to cooperate in a war against a fellow Muslim country. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
With the war on Iraq looming, the United States has secured access to a key command and control center at an airbase south of here. There had been some doubts, given initial Saudi statements opposing any involvement in an Iraq conflict, but senior Western diplomats here say the U.S. has been granted use of the Prince Sultan Air Base for non-offensive kinds of military support, similar to the access allowed the U.S. during the war in Afghanistan. Prince Sultan's main attraction is the Combined Air Operations Center, a state-of-the-art facility that can coordinate regional air operations. Uncertain that it would be available for a war on Iraq, the U.S. set up an alternative facility in neighboring Qatar. But experts say that center isn't nearly as sophisticated. U.S. officials say they are pleased and grateful for the Saudi decision to grant access to Prince Sultan. They say discussions about the extent of Saudi cooperation are ongoing. But in a sign of just how uncomfortable Saudi officials are with the arrangement, they continue to deny it. At a press conference this week, Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said the Prince Sultan Airbase is being used exclusively by U.S. forces to monitor the southern no-fly zone over Iraq, and he reiterated his country's position vis-à-vis a U.S.-led attack.
We have said that we will not join the war effort against Iraq.
However, an exiled Saudi dissident group recently reported the deployment of some 9,000 U.S. troops on Saudi territory near the Iraqi border. Senior Western diplomats here have refused to comment on the alleged buildup. Saudi officials acknowledge that U.S. troops have been dispatched to an air base in the north to assist with humanitarian operations in the event of a war. Saudi officials also confirm that other U.S. troops are in the north, engaged in joint military exercises with Saudi forces. Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal insists these are strictly defensive measures.
We have taken measures to protect Saudi Arabia, needless to say, but also to do everything we can in preparation and in expectation of this humanitarian problem that will arise.
Political sociologist Khaled El-Dakhil says American demands have put the Saudis in an awkward position.
They cannot afford not to cooperate. On the other hand, they cannot afford to cooperate.
The Saudis are torn, says Dakhil, between their desire to bolster their U.S. alliance, severely strained after the September 11th attacks, and their fear of inflaming a Muslim world vehemently opposed to the war, hence their denials, he says. And, adds Dakhil, Saudi officials are genuinely opposed to the war. They worry about the breakup of Iraq, he says. They don't trust long-term American goals in the region, and they are fearful of a war's possible domestic consequences.
Maybe more attacks on Westerners, maybe attacks on Saudi targets, the religious establishment, maybe they will raise their voice. A lot of things could happen inside Saudi Arabia.
Several dissident Saudi clerics have formally warned Saudis not to cooperate in any U.S. war against Iraq. As if to appease critics of the government's alliance with the U.S., Saudi officials have suggested that the elimination of Saddam Hussein could lead to a reduction of U.S. troops in the kingdom, which religious conservatives here have long called for. Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal.
If things quiet down and there is a recognition by both countries that there is no need for that size of military cooperation, I suppose they will scale it down.
But as the U.S. ramps up for a military campaign against Iraq, such a prospect looks unlikely anytime soon. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.